Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official Lost Audio Podcast hosted by ABC.com. We're glad to have you guys back for Season 5, and we are here today with a short audio podcast with executive producers Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse. They weren't able to stay for long, so they took no fan questions this time, but they are able to give us some hints of things to come in next week's episode, entitled Jughead. That airs Wednesday, January 28th at 9 p.m., followed by a new episode of Life on Mars. As I said, they weren't able to take fan questions this week, but we will have fan questions in our future audio podcasts, and you can submit those at our new address, blogs.abc.com/asklost. Here now are Damon and Carlton.
Hey, how are you, Damon?
I'm well, Carlton. How are you?
I'm good. It's exciting.
You look a little exhausted, a little at your wit's end, as it were.
This is the time of year when we're working pretty much round the clock. We're behind. We don't have scripts in time. We're shooting several units simultaneously.
And man, are we drunk.
And we're drunk. And we usually are pretty drunk by this time of the year, too.
So what you're saying is we're not going to be doing a podcast today.
I don't think we're going to get a full podcast in today yet. This is, in fact, a podcast right now.
It's just like a...
It's a tease podcast.
Like a cast. It's not even a podcast.
Right. Well, can I ask you a question?
I wish you would.
Just because we don't have any fan questions. So this is from okay. Carlton, Superfan 101.
Okay.
I'm confused by the premiere. Is the island moving, or are the guys on the island moving?
That's an excellent, excellent, excellent question, Carlton. And the answer is probably a little bit of both. I'm not an astrophysicist. I'm not familiar
you just
with
play one in the writer's room.
Wormholes. Yeah, exactly. But I would say a little bit of both. Clearly, from Jack and Hurley and Kate's perspective in the chopper in the finale, they saw the island move, like it was gone, like there was a ripple through the water. So it's physically moving. But then it also seems that the people on the island are moving in a way that...
Because some of the other people aren't moving, so, you know...
Right, like Ethan's not moving.
Ethan's standing there, and he's like, has no clue as to what's going on.
Right, so from Ethan's point of view, he's like having a conversation with Locke, and Locke gives him a spiel, and then like Locke just kind of like blips out of
what
reality.
What do you suppose Ethan thinks happens there? Do you think Ethan thinks he just, you know, drank too much fermented coconut?
We will find out in the Lost spinoff All About Ethan starting next
2017.
Yeah, exactly. It's a three-camera sitcom, which we think
with guns.
Yeah, with guns, which is it's a little bit non-traditional, but that's what we do here.
That's true, exactly.
But it's a good question, Carlton.
Well, you gave a good, slightly evasive, but fairly good answer. Actually, they're both kind of moving,
yeah.
And that makes a certain amount of sense because you know. It's not an easy island to find.
All right. Well, here's my question for you.
Okay.
So obviously, Sawyer and Juliet go sort of running off after this this arrow attack, you know, and then we also have, you know, Faraday and Miles and Charlotte, who I assume nothing bad happened to in the arrow attack, or else you would have made a bigger deal of it. So what happened to Rose and Bernard and the rest of the Sox? Are we to understand they've all been massacred?
I think. Sadly, a lot of the Sox died and perished. It was a very effective flaming arrow attack, and I think a lot of them went down. However, Rose and Bernard, I think, are probably safe. And if the rules are constant, then they would have traveled wherever Sawyer and Juliet and the rest of them went. But obviously, they're just not in the exact same geographic space. But I would venture to say they're probably in the same time.
Interesting. Okay, well, that was my question.
All right, well, that's a good question. And we're being told we have to wrap it up here. Chris, we'll be back. We'll see you guys for a real podcast very soon.
And we hope you enjoy Jughead, the next episode of Lost. And you should brush up on your Latin for that one.
Yes, and science.
You really should stop drinking.
I will.
Okay.
Bye.
Put that down.